Hello, everybody. Yeah, it's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Mahalo Monday, Talk Story Tuesday, and Wipeout Wednesday Surf Report brought to you by Ron John's Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks for sponsoring our Surf Report, Ron John's. And we've got some...
Hey, Holly.
Hi. Holly to you, too.
He's so Holly, he doesn't even know he's Holly. Be there, Holly, buddy. This is our way.
Oh, yeah? But I don't see your name on him.
Crazy kind of weather going on. We got a funnel boundary kind of stalled out in central Florida. North side of the boundary got northeast winds up in Jacksonville area, creating some scattered choppy peaks coming in there, waist high to maybe a little bit bigger, and a northeast winds 10 to maybe 15. South side of the Cape, we've got a southwest winds and a little bit of a northeast little clean swell coming in. It looks like a New Smyrna south. Maybe it looks on shore kind of in ponds right now, but it should move down and go more offshore tomorrow on Tuesday during the day and fill in down south here. We're not getting any surf south of the Cape. Cocoa Beach might be seeing a few lines up that way, but it's not really happening right now. It's mostly veering in on north side of the Cape up there, New Smyrna, Ponce, and St. Augustine. They're getting more waves up there for Monday. But by Monday afternoon, it's possible that it could fill in a little bit for us here from Cocoa Beach south. Just be ready. It's a real tight north swell close to the beach, and the southwest winds are keeping it out from coming in too a little bit. So by late Monday and Tuesday, should fill in down to maybe possibly Fort Pierce and south a little bit. Should see some lines come in, but don't hold your breath because we got tropical storm or depression number 6 is part of this low pressure off the Tampa coast around 75 miles, 100% for a chance of development, whatever that's going to mean, because it's real close to shore. So we'll have to see what's going on, and we'll have to see if that whole weather pattern with the waves are going to hold too, because things could change if something starts accelerating the movement of this. But it's supposed to stall for the next day or two, and we're supposed to have a little bit of wave on Wednesday, more of a little easterly swell and southwest wind still. So that's what's going on. Be ready, North Florida, and look for that funnel boundary line. There's going to be a spot up there between Ponce, St. Augustine somewhere, where one side's going to be all stormy and onshore, and then the other side's going to be cleaner, and there'll be little clean waves coming in. I don't expect to see very big waves. They're calling the seas to be 2 to 4 feet with some 3 to 5ers up there in North Florida today, but that translated into waves plus zone, maybe a chest higher. So that's your surf report for Mahalo Monday, Talk Story Tuesday, and Wipeout Wednesday, brought to you by Ron John Surf Shop, one of a kind, Cocoa Beach, Florida. Thanks for sponsoring our report again, Ron Johns. And I hope everybody had a great time at the concerts. And tomorrow, August 1st, getting into the hot and heavy part of hurricane season coming up. And as you can see, something already flared up. All right, going to be back for the Wipeout Wednesday to see what's going on. Hope everybody's ready for the surf. Looks like a rainy, soggy day here in Florida. For Central Florida. So more rain coming. Looks like it's quiet this morning for a little bit, but over to Central Florida, the rains are coming. So be careful with those thunderstorms and everything out there. And keeping the surf cams free, it's up to you guys. Hey, don't forget about Jack Johnson. You got to get those tickets because he sells out everywhere he goes. He's coming sometime in October. I think it's in Palm Beach. And check him out on LiveNation.com for more info on Jack Johnson's big concert tour coming up. All right, you guys, take it easy. We'll be back, like I said, for the Wipeout Wednesday. Surf Guru. See ya.